Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, Sarah's away, so Leo and Chad will play with Google Apps.
And some risk alternatives for Leo, Twitter's new Vine, and a tip for your ears.
All that and why Minecraft is so amazing, it deserves its very own Twitch show. Did you write that?
All on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC from Citrix. GoToMyPC connects you directly to your Office Mac or PC from any other computer or from your iPad or iPhone. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today at GoToMyPC.com and use our promo code iPad. And by the all-new Slingbox, which can turn your mobile device into a television. With the new Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet anywhere there's an internet connection. Check it out at slingbox.com/twit.
Woo! iPad Today time. Sarah Lane is not here. She had a little car wreck. She's in the chat room. Mm-hmm. She's fine, but we thought it would be prudent. It was a couple of days ago. She's still feeling a little woozy. I guess she got a minor concussion. Mm-hmm. You don't want to mess with that. And I know from my many years in the NFL.
She's been helping out with the show. She's been in the dock, so this is very much a Sarah show. She hasn't left us.
You're going to channel Sarah?
I'm channeling Sarah.
All right.
You'll need to make some slightly inappropriate jokes.
I will.
I'll need to just shake my head.
Should I hit on you?
A little bit, okay. If you can. Just not where it gets uncomfortable.
I'll touch your knee, but I'll keep below the hem.
Right.
Or above the hem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
anyway, Sarah, please feel better. I know she's in the chat room. She's watching, and already she's going,
what's happening to my show?
You know what? You have to play cat. Oh, that would be easy. Cat videos would be no stretch for you.
Yeah. I just have to show the background of my iPad, and then we get.
Well, that's a scary cat. Is that your cat?
Well, this is a cat I drew in paper. This is my
cat.
That's
the one I was thinking of.
This is Waffles.
Yeah.
I don't have a nice background.
Waffles.
Yeah. So cat videos, check mark done. Got that one done.
We're going to cover Google Apps today. Mm-hmm. This was your idea?
Yeah, this is my idea.
Tell me why.
So there's a lot. I am an Android user on my phone and an iPad user for my tablet. And there's a lot of services that I really enjoy on my Android phone that I want on my Apple phone. So we're re-Googlifying the iPad in this episode.
Somebody on one of the tech blogs, I think TechCrunch, actually wrote an article saying it's Google's stealth strategy. Instead of having to worry about whether you buy an iPhone or Android phone, they just make great apps that everybody on the iPad and the iPhone use. And then Google has as much of a presence there as it does anywhere. And it
Absolutely.
Really is true. In fact, if you look at people's front pages, I think you often find that people are using Google Mail instead of Apple Mail. They're using Google Search instead of the Apple Search. They might even use the Chrome browser instead of Safari. There are a ton of great Google apps that you might want to use. So let's start with some that you maybe already know, and then we'll show you some that you may never have heard of.
Right. And we're not sticking only to apps made by Google in this episode.
Well,
we're going to cover Google services as well.
I'll give you an example. I use Google Voice like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that Apple doesn't really want to support Google Voice. Google's never made up a Google Voice app for the iPad. But you found one.
I did.
Let me see, because I'd love to know.
So there's two apps. One is just plain old Google Voice, and that's right here. And I'm actually going to have to ask John, who's switching this show, to actually cut to the fourth app in the rundown.
I did it out of order.
No, it's fine. What I'm worried about is showing people's phone numbers, because both of these apps show them in the
clear. It's your
Google
Voice number, right?
All the time. It's my number. It's everyone else's number.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right. So the first one is plain old Google Voice, which is a iPhone app that has been scaled up. You can go ahead and cut to this.
And this is Google's.
This is Google's, and it's
so I don't know why they don't do an iPad version. I wish they would.
It's really kludgy. You have your dialer. What it will do is it will call a Google Voice phone.
Yeah, it's not VoIP. As anybody who uses Google Voice knows, it calls you back. It's
exactly.
Kind of weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can see it's a little, it's just not that great of an iPad app. So the iPad app that I've been using, it cost $2.99, is GV Connect. And unfortunately, I can't open it up.
Because you've been using it.
Because I've been using it and because lots of phone numbers are shown. And so I don't want to show
but
it
But what makes it better besides the fact that the Google Voice app isn't even an iPad app? Is that the main thing?
It's an iPad app. It has compatibility for Text Expander if you use that on the iPad.
I love Text Expander, yeah.
Exactly. It can do the same feature where it will call your phone and then call the recipient. It's really nice to type with the actual iPad keyboard because those iPhone apps, they only let you use the iPhone keyboard. And you also can write up notes. So if there's a long thread and you want to write up a note that you really don't want to send the participant or you don't want to keep in drafts for a long time, you can keep a note in
separate, but it's associated.
Exactly. So it's in that email, in that, you know, text thread. It also does flawless playback of your Google Voice actual audio recordings.
That's the main thing I want is to be able to hear my voicemail because I would normally use the phone, but I want to be able to hear it. You can scrub. That's nice.
You can scrub, and it has the transcripts of the voicemails just like you would just like you want with a Google Voice.
Can you text with it?
You can.
Oh, that's nice.
And it pulls in old history, so
your previous text conversations are all there.
Exactly,
and you can continue them.
Exactly.
Now that's great. I like that. That means on a Wi-Fi iPad, I have the capability of sending, receiving texts with both iMessage and now with Google Voice. And I kind of use Google Voice more often.
Mm-hmm.
What about Google Talk?
So Google Talk here, and
that's
let me
their
just
chat client.
Quickly show off. These are just some of the. I don't know if you have my screen or not, John. Sorry, I'm throwing you for a loop.
Her computer screen.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's move on to Google Talk. Google Talk.
Wait a minute, there's
here
your
we
computer
are.
Screen.
So I just wanted to show off some screenshots, just because I can't actually open up the app. This is the.
I like that notepad capability. That's great.
Yeah, the notepad is really nice because it creates a function that I didn't even know I had, and it's not even in the normal Google Voice.
Right.
So Google Talk, we can switch back over to my iPad, there just isn't anything for the iPad. So the one that I love, and I've tried a whole bunch, there's weird GTalk ones, and they're all kludgy, is Verbs. This is Verbs.
V-E-R-B-S.
Exactly. And you have a few options. You can have multiple accounts. So I have my normal Gmail account and then my work Gmail account as well. So here's the work one, and you can see that these are just my work correspondence.
Well, you use this like crazy.
Oh yeah, I love this. You can tap in, you get your normal full size keyboard. You can even I'll go ahead and send a photo. Actually, Shannon's not online, so let's go. Here's Liz. We were talking earlier. You can see that it's easy to send photos in this app.
And it happens to be of
my cat, of
Waffles.
Course. So we can take another photo. You can use either the front-facing or the back-facing camera. Oh, wow, I look orange in that.
That's how you look.
There we go.
Nobody's told you that yet.
Ah.
Ugh. Hey, you know, Chad, your hair, it's a little orange.
What? Now? Right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
good.
It's Whew. Great.
You're scaring me. So it uploads these photos to, I forget which service I enabled for this. I believe it's Cloud App. There we are. It just sends them a link to.
That's a file sharing.
So it's file sharing. So it's not actually through the app. It's not trying to connect, which is a little bit weird to use, where it connects to their computer and then sends them a file slowly. And so that's real nice. I really think that Verbs is great. Let me see how much this one costs. This was 99 cents.
That's great.
Completely worth it.
That's
a great way to use Google Talk.
And of course, you can tie your Google Talk account into your iMessage account.
You can. I've had problems with that.
Yeah.
Because
iMessage just is a problem.
It really
just
is.
Just all over.
It really is. This Verbs saves your history from within whatever you're using in Verbs.
Right.
iMessage tends to, if you use it, it won't save your history if you're using Jabber, which is the back end of Google Talk. It just won't save it. It'll save iMessages. So sometimes you'll come in and you'll see a conversation that's a month old, and it'll be very confusing. I've just found that iMessage doesn't play as well as I want it to with Google Talk. And I found that Verbs is wonderful. And I just like a lot of the details that when you open it up, it kind of brings in your buddy list in a nice sort of transition way. You can easily flip between people by just swiping between conversations. You can pinch to zoom, and then you get sort of a card layout. And then you can even... and then when you add someone, like if I was to talk to Leo, it adds a nice new card, and you can talk to them like that. It's just the best app I've found so far, and I've tested out a whole bunch.
There's a lot of apps you probably are familiar with. Certainly, Google Chrome, which recently came out for iOS, is one that a lot of people like on the desktop. Now you have Safari. It's nice to have the alternative. Safari will always be the default browser on iOS. That's just the way Apple does it. But I use Chrome. Do you use Chrome ever?
I do.
On the iPad? I like it. There's a couple of things I like a lot about it. One is it has a great feature to go to the desktop site. So this is changing, but still to this day, a lot of sites will send you a mobile site when you go there on an iPad, even though you're really on a full screen. It's 1024 by 768 or even higher res if you're on an iPad Retina display. So in most cases, I want the desktop. I don't want a mobile. But if you get a mobile site, if you look over here on the menu, you can request the desktop site, and it will say, I'm Google Desktop. I'm not the iPad, and you'll get the full desktop site, which I think on many sites is a real advantage. It also has incognito browsing, something that Google made famous on the desktop. It means it doesn't keep track of what you're doing. It doesn't save any search history or browser history or leave cookies behind. You can do bookmarks, but that's it. So incognito is a nice feature that people often want to use when they browse, especially if you're borrowing somebody's iPad. You don't want to leave any traces behind.
Some other things that I like is that it will integrate with your other Chrome browsers that you've signed into. So
yeah, all the bookmarks, all the information.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm over here, and all I have to do is click the little menu and hit other devices. And let's say I was tracking this UPS shipment. I hope that this doesn't have an address associated with it.
Put your hand over it.
Yeah.
Put your hand over it. You're learning, young Chad.
Well, let's just assume. This is.
Yeah. I wish I'd learned.
So you can easily go back into browsing and it saves your back history. So if you're like, well, I'm at this page, but I actually need to go back a page because I remember browsing earlier.
Right.
It brings that over.
All the tabs are there.
It's really nice.
If you use Chrome on the desktop, you probably will use Chrome on the iPad more.
It's the browser that I use on my
Isn't
iPad.
That interesting? You put that in the dock.
On the dock. Yeah, yeah. That's the one that I use.
Now, you probably saw us launch Google Drive on the show from time to time because we keep our rundowns in Google Drive. And I have to say, I'm really glad Google came out with this fairly recently. It shows all of your Google Docs. It allows you to open them and even edit them. Nice, a really nice app. Another app you're probably already aware of, but I'm going to mention anyway, is the Google Search. Now, there is one thing that's relatively new on Google Search that you absolutely do want to know about. That's the Google app for the iPad, the Google Search app, is they now have voice. In fact, you can see I can actually dictate. Now, of course, you can do this with Siri on the iPad, but if you want to try Android and Google's voice dictation, you can. What color is Chad's hair? And you see it actually will do that and do a search.
Maybe
and,
images?
Should I go to the image search?
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe that's one. None of those colors.
No.
I mean, you know, maybe if I put your last name in, I think that's probably the...
Maybe OMG Chad.
OMG Chad? You know, because I feel like maybe there could be many Chads.
Oh, okay.
So let's say, what is the color of Chad Johnson's hair? Then that would show that Chad Johnson was arrested for domestic violence.
Oh.
That's a different one.
Leo, I wish you wouldn't have...
NFL... Chad Johnson. Different guy.
Oh, okay. Woo! I thought I was arrested.
It's a good thing. You might not be here. Google Goggles is also built into here. That's kind of a wild application where you actually take a picture of, let's say, the Eiffel Tower, and it'll do a search based on the image. I don't find it all that useful. Another reason you might use Google Goggles is if you're in a store and you want to get a comparable price, mm-hmm. you can goggle the barcode and it will do
or QR codes. You see those
QR
all around?
QR codes Goggles Google works with.
Goggles, yeah.
So, you know, everybody should have the Google Search app on your iPad. One of the things that I'm excited about is that I think Google is really doing the best app development, among the best app developers on the iPad of anybody. And I hope to see more of the Google apps take advantage of the, obviously they've got some very skilled designers at Google. And the best way to see what Google's up to is Google Plus on the iPad, which is truly a gorgeous app. They've done such a nice job. As you scroll up, the cards flow in. I really feel like if you see something that you like, you know, you can zoom in on it. When I said nuke the Chinese, I meant put the takeout in the microwave. Oh, no! Anyway, that's the kind of things you're missing on Google+. It also has the ability to post directly right here at the bottom. I think that in the long run, we're going to see more and more of this kind of app quality design going to the Google apps on the iPad. And I for one, look forward to it because a lot of them still look kind of funky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What else you got?
Here, let me close out of Google Plus. I got a little bit distracted there.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
It's a great way to waste time. It wants Google Plus only when you have some time.
I saw Lisa shared a little bit of memory lane.
Oh, this was great. But all right, we can show that.
Do you want to play
show that?
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the last episode, last night of the Attack of the Show on G4. And unbeknownst to many people, Patrick and I did a little something for it. It was actually the last thing.
The very last thing.
On the old G4 channel and on Attack of the Show. Watch carefully. This is may not.
Leah, you okay?
I just had the weirdest dream.
What happened?
My mouth tastes like hot dogs. I dreamt that Tech TV was sold to a cable company that had a name that was an obsolete Apple processor, and they moved us all down to Los Angeles.
L.A.? That's actually worse than hot dog mouth.
And then we had to stop doing tech news, and we started doing this kind of pop culture nightmare gallery. My Uncle Ted was there, and we were all eating pie.
Pie.
Ugh, never mind. It's just too weird. I can't explain it. What do you think a dream like that means?
Who cares? It's time to go to work.
It's an old PowerBook 140. What's a hype machine? Did we ever review that?
I don't know. You can think about it on the way in. Come on.
All right.
It's about time to start the show.
And we now know that in the alternate universe where Tech TV was not sold to Comcast to form G4, we'll have flying cars.
Yeah, and look at that building.
The
it's
Tech TV
huge.
Building. I really want to thank Joshua Brentano's executive producer of Attack of the Show, came up with the idea, all the folks at G4 who said yes to it. They came up here. We actually recorded that a few weeks ago in Petaluma. And I thought it was really kind of cool that they allowed us to do that. So I'm glad you could pull that up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was really cool.
But that was in Google Plus. See, that's the kind of thing you see in Google Plus.
You could be missing
and
that.
You spend so much time looking at this stuff, you never get any work done.
I know. In the middle of the show, too.
It's so much fun.
So my another Google app that I wanted to point out, which is always good to have on your iPad or any mobile device, is Google Translate. If you find yourself in a situation where you are trying to communicate with someone and it just is not working, having Google Translate on your iPad is a must.
Now, is it a native iPad app?
It is. So if you check it out, it looks a little bit scaled.
See, this is why I can't wait till those designers who do Google Plus get to some of these other Google apps. Because boy, could this benefit from a little design.
There's a lot of space of even in portrait mode, it still looks not perfect.
But if you travel with your iPad, this is a great thing to have.
Right.
Because it will speak it, right?
Right. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up is because I would like to test out how accurate this is with the chat room. Because I'm sure that there are some bilingual folks in the chat room.
All right.
And I want to see how good these translations are.
Okay. So tell us what you're going to say in English.
Okay.
Here.
So I'm going to say in English, I am a stupid American. What is good to eat here? So we could...
What language should we say that in?
We could do it in French or...
Okay.
We have a whole bunch, but I just like the French language. Now, funny thing about this app, it's smart enough to realize, even though I have it plugged in with the headset, you wouldn't want to, if you were trying to communicate with someone.
Oh, you wanted to play through the speakers.
You'd want it to play through the speakers.
Oh, I didn't even know you could do that.
Exactly. So that's all it does. It will only play through your iPad speaker. So I have to, because we're on a show, we're in a studio, I have to pick it up.
Let's
and
see. What does this sound like?
Hand it next to my mic. Yeah. So here we go.
Je suis un idiot américain. Ce qui est bon à manger ici.
I think that sounds right.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Let's try another language.
What's cool is when you switch the language, it's a different voice. So that woman was French.
That's the French voice.
Here's German.
Yeah.
Ich bin ein dummer Amerikaner, was gut ist, hier zu essen.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not perfect. It's good enough that a native speaker would go, well, exactly. I know what you're trying to tell me.
And you can even switch it back. So just for reference, here's what it would sound like in English.
I am a stupid American. What is good to eat here?
She actually sounds like a stupid American.
She does.
I am a stupid American.
You can imagine what the voice of... if you were listening and you were a German native speaker, it would probably sound sort of slow.
A little creepy, though,
too.
Do you have Japanese there? What languages do you have? It's a pretty good selection.
We have here. So let's go ahead and show off the languages we got.
All right.
I have... Because I've used these frequently, Danish, English, German, and French, they're at the top. But we have Arabic, Catalan, Chinese, simplified and traditional, Czech, Dutch. I mean, also Estonian. I have a friend who Titu is from Estonia. Maybe he could help us out here.
Let's hear what Titu.
Oh, you know what is funny?
What?
Just realize this. I was wondering. Some of these.
It doesn't have all those voices.
Some of these are bolded and some of them aren't.
You see where there's a speaker? It says, I can say it in Armenian, but I cannot say it in Estonian.
The other fun thing that I like about this is there's a few things you can do. You can either favorite a translation to find it quicker or later in the starred menu. So I have How Are You Doing, Leo Laporte in French.
Something you say a lot.
Or you can make it full screen.
You could show somebody.
Exactly.
Wow.
And this app also could take the place of one of those whiteboard apps because I can quickly move it back.
And type something in English.
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, because I switched to German, I'm doing a translation of German into Estonian. So let's go back to something that we can.
So that answers the question, why not just go to the website? This is kind of some additional features you really couldn't do easily on the website.
Exactly. Exactly. So I am a stupid American. What is good to eat here?
Yeah.
And so that's it. You also down at the bottom you have your starred translations, and then you have settings. And this is very bare. The voice settings really just have a few inputs. There's almost nothing in terms of settings for this app. So that's Google Translate.
Now there are other apps that are iPhone specific, but still work. For instance. And one you really want to have. In fact, I wish I had a little earlier. I was signing in my Google accounts, and I have a two-step authentication turned on. And so I need the Google Authenticator. Now, normally I run that on my phone. iPhone has it. Android phone has it. But you can run the iPhone version on your iPad. And that's very handy because if you need the authentication code, you shouldn't have to go get your phone. If you're on your iPad, you should be able to just run the Google Authenticator and get it. So Google Authenticator, so far... Only a few things use it. Google uses it, of course, for two-step authentication. LastPass uses it, too, which is really handy. It's a way for you to have two-step or two-factor authentication built into your iPad as well as your phone. Another app that's an iPhone-specific app, but I really like, is called Schemer. Do you ever hear of Schemer?
I have not heard of Schemer.
This is a Google service, and I keep waiting for them to shut it down, frankly. The idea is you come up with a scheme, something you want to do, and you ask for support for people to do it, or you could find stuff to do. So I could say I'm going to stay home. Here's some things that people might want to do. I like, let's see, restaurants, outdoors, cooking, and cocktails. So these are – you pick some schemes. Obviously, I'm not going to pick the things to do with a kid scheme but here's some things that I might want to do without leaving my house. Establish a healthy sleep routine. Hmm. Make a homemade pizza. And I can add that to my list of things – I want to do. So it's added to my schemes. This is even on the iPad, even though it's an iPhone app, it actually looks pretty good. They're using some unusual fonts and things like that. Here's some schemes I could do nearby this weekend. The Charles M. Schulz Museum is just up the road a piece. Ah, maybe I should go have a little wine at the Chateau Saint-Jean winery. Now I could say, I want to do it. And then if I do it, I could say I've done it. And I can also read other people who have done this, and read their comments on this. Isn't this a good idea?
So these are more individual
activities.
Schemes, yeah, that you would do. Not really.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was, hey, I want to take over the world. Who wants to
Not that
join?
Kind of scheme.
You sure?
And so these are other schemes and things I've done and other friends that I'm following have done. I even have notifications For people who are using Schemer and things that they've done on Schemer. I think Schemer is kind of fun.
So it's like a digital bucket list.
It's a bucket list, and it's an inspirational list,
right,
too, because you can see what other people have on their list or recommend. Ade Oshinaye, I think that's how you say his name.
Yeah.
He works for Google, actually. He says he wants to watch Manhattan the movie in Manhattan the place.
Oh, that's cool.
I would put that on my bucket list.
Neat.
Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah.
Schemer's the name of it. It's a little known Google service.
Yeah.
But I just think it's kind of fun, and it kind of inspires you to do stuff. And even though they don't have an iPad app, as you can see, it works just fine on the iPad.
Works fine. Yep. Well, great. That's everything.
Not everything.
Not everything.
There's hundreds of Google apps.
Not everything.
Holy cow.
Yeah, associated. I even had Google Earth on the list. Gmail. We didn't even touch Gmail.
A lot of people prefer Gmail to Apple's own mail app. Actually, I prefer Apple's mail app, but it depends on how Gmailed you are. You know, if you really love the Gmail interface, the iOS Gmail app is actually great.
Yeah. Okay, so if you would like any of the links to anything that we covered on this episode, we covered a bunch of stuff.
We did.
You can head on over to twit.tv/IPT. That is where our show notes live, and either me, Sarah, or Jeff will be adding all of the apps that we talked about in today's episode here. You can go into an episode or right on that page, subscribe to the show, and then our episodes will be hand-delivered to you by robots that live on the internet right to your computer. Luckily, they don't look through any other files on your computer. They just deliver it, and then walk away, and everything's great. And we also love hearing from you, so if you want to send us your email, iPadToday@twit.tv is the email address. I look forward to reading all of your emails.
Bud Guy is asking in the chat room, I think it's a question for you, does the carpet match the drapes?
No, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
How about the cuffs matching the collar? Do the cuffs match the collar?
I've never heard of that.
It's an old James Bondism. Okay. Our show today is brought to you by...
Hey, the inappropriate joke, checking off
check
the
that list.
Done.
I'm just telling you, I got to do all of this stuff as if Sarah were here. Sarah's going, I'm so glad I'm not there right now. Our show today brought to you by our friends at Citrix who make that great Go To My PC. What a great iPad app. It's a free app you ought to have. But before you install the app on the iPad, sit down at your desktop computer, at work would be a good one, and install Go To My PC. If it's a Windows or a Mac machine, you install it. Doesn't need support from IT or anything. It just works, you know, literally. You don't have to punch a hole in the firewall with a lot of remote access products. You got to do weird stuff. No, this thing, you just put it on your computer. Go home. Take your iPad with you or your iPhone, your Android device. And now, or your notebook computer, now you can log on to your desktop computer securely. Uses 128-bit SSL, 100% secure. You can go there and send and do anything you can do at work. Send and receive email, run any program, access your entire network resources, get those LDAP, OLAP cubes, whatever you call them. Anything you would do at work, you can do literally from your iPad as long as you can get online. You could be on the Amtrak. You could be in an airplane. You could be at the pool. You could be at home just taking a nap. I love Go To My PC. The key is to put it on right now. You know, the wintertime is a great time to use it. What with the bad weather, the flu, all of that stuff. It's a secure remote access tool that works on the iPad. Imagine that. If you visit GoToMyPC.com right now, you could try it free for 30 days. The app is free, too. Just use our offer code, if you will, iPad, I-P-A-D, so that we get credit for it. Thank you, Citrix, for once again doing another great, useful product that just works. I'm stealing Apple's line. Go to mypc.com, use the offer code iPad.
So, Leo.
So, Chad.
Something happened the other day.
What was that?
Apple's Q1 earnings.
Yeah, they came out and they did all right.
They did great.
And their stock did not.
It was like when good news is bad news.
Yeah.
So we found out that they sold 22.9 million iPads.
In 3 months.
In 3 months.
That's 8 million a month.
In that same
almost.
3 months.
That's 2 million a week almost.
God. I mean, if we got that many views on videos.
I know, we'd be happy.
But those are $500 plus iPads.
I know. Apple had a record quarter. It was their fourth most profitable quarter of all time and a record for that Q1. Mm-hmm. It was it's their first quarter of the year. It was the holiday shopping quarter. Mm-hmm. It was a record in revenue, a record in sales. It was successful in every respect. Here's why the stock market, well, a couple of reasons why the stock market went down. One, their margins are lower. They're not making as big a profit on their devices as they used to.
Which means, to the consumer, the product is better, right?
I think it's a good thing for consumers. It's maybe something, if you're buying their stock, you might worry about. And there's, I think, further worry that Apple is going to make a less expensive iPhone, sell it in China. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a big, big market. They're about to make a deal with the biggest telecom in China for a 700 million new customers, potential customers. So that would be good news, except that because it's a they're going to have to sell a less expensive iPhone. The margins will be smaller. They won't make as much profit. Plenty of money, just not much profit. And, you know, we got to remember that what the stock market does has nothing to do with the health or the vitality of the company or of the product value. It has everything to do with what the stock price is going to be
or
next
week. Or the user experience that
nothing to do with
about.
That. It's all about, literally about gaming the market. Mm-hmm. So people are selling. Maybe they're profit-taking. Maybe they're worried that the price is going to go down further. It's kind of self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it?
Right.
In any event, it's nothing to worry about. Apple's doing just fine, and clearly they're selling a lot of iPads and iPhones.
Yeah.
In fact, from a point of view of a user, the only gray cloud at all was that Apple sold considerably fewer desktop computers and Macs.
Yes.
But that's what we're seeing across the board. We saw it in the PC world, too. Results in a lot of PC companies, people aren't buying computers anymore. They're buying, guess what? They're buying iPads.
On top of that, for the individual, the iPad seems to be fine. It seems like we're moving back to the situation where there is a computer for the family.
Right.
But why do you need to buy a computer for every person
in the individual
house?
Computer is your iPad.
There may be situations that you need to use a computer, but everyone at the house actually has an iPad or a tablet or a phone.
We're also in a more mature industry where people who bought a computer 2 years ago don't feel like they need to upgrade because it's still plenty fast.
Absolutely.
We've really gotten to these computers are so fast, they're more than fast enough to do anything you could possibly want to do. So what's the point in upgrading? So none of this surprises me. None of it, and Apple maybe had some advisories that going forward their profit margins are going to go down. That's the kind of thing that scares a skittish market, should not scare a user. I think Apple had a bully quarter, and they have good reason to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing that happened is Twitter has introduced a new service called Vine. So it is a Twitter service in that Twitter owns the company, but this is still...
It's really Ev Williams' company.
Right.
But
you have to go to the App Store and download Vine and use Vine from its own app. You can't... This isn't an integration that's in the normal
Is this their
Twitter
version
app.
Of Snapchat? Or
no.
Poke?
No. No.
What does it do?
So what it does is it's a video service that restricts your videos to 6 seconds. So
that's good.
Now the interesting thing I'll demonstrate the
so
app.
is it like Instagram for video? Is that the idea?
Yes. Now there's no filters, but yes.
Okay.
So if you and the other thing is if you look at the Twitter stream and I'm not sure if you have my desktop or not, but here I have
people are vining.
Well, when you click on a Vine, it plays in line in the Twitter stream.
But only in the app, only in the website, not in the apps.
No, I actually have not tested
Maybe it doesn't the
Twitter
official
app.
Twitter app.
And unfortunately, it's not loading
in. Everything Twitter is doing is just to get you to go to that website so you can see their ads.
Right, so here it is. So you can see the video. It's muted, so anytime that you want to click a video...
Did you edit it? How did it get...
That's the thing. And then it loops. Once it's finished. So it's a 6-second video and then it loops. So let me show off how this works.
I want this app. I don't see it App Store.
It's very hard to find. Search for Vine Space Make because the full name is Vine Make Videos.
This is
together.
Very common on Apple Store when a new a new app comes out.
They don't know what to do with it.
No, I think it just takes a while because I've just searched for Vine Make and I still don't see it.
Wow.
Is it an iPhone
app?
It's
an iPhone app. Sorry, I forgot to mention. So let me go ahead and launch it.
Not an iPad app, huh?
So
Vine Make a Scene is the name of it from Vine Labs.
Getting ready for iPad today.
How did you do the editing?
This will be a great show.
getting ready for iPad.
So there we go. And I can pause it. And then in the Vine app, so on the Twitter side, when it brings in a video, it brings it in and it mutes it. So you don't have to, you're not getting bombarded by audio.
Don't worry about your web page playing, right.
Exactly. When you're in the Vine app, whenever the screen is just perfectly sized, that it will have a single video in the app at any one time. So if I go to the next video, you can see that once I leave, it goes to the next one. And then this one starts to play. And he said staring contest. It was hard to hear.
But this is from Twitter, even though it says Vine Labs.
Exactly.
So it's this is really great.
You like it?
Now, I like it so far. So let's go ahead and make a Vine or make a video. They haven't really described which one. One problem is I found you can't flip around this camera. I have to use...
Well, it's an iPhone app. That's why.
The back... Well, but the iPhone 5 has a front-facing
camera. Oh, yeah,
camera.
You're right. Yeah.
So, the idea is you click and hold, and then it is recording. And then when you take your finger off, it's not recording. So that's how I was able...
And you only get 6 seconds.
You only get six
oh,
seconds.
Oh, but that's how you edit.
So that's how I edit, is I hit my finger, and it moves, and then it's done. So once
I hold, and then it is recording.
Oh, that's how you goodness.
Edit. So that's how I edit, and it moves, and then... And hold, exactly. And then it is recording.
Hey, Chad, what are you doing?
So that's
I'm playing with
edit,
Vine, Leo.
And it moves, and hold, so I'll delete. And then it is recording.
I don't get it, Chad.
What do you mean, Leo? This is great.
Huh.
You're done.
I taste hot dog. Oh. Okay.
Done.
Now, so it did those edits.
Right. Right, and it's very fast, and it's actually really easy to share. Very, I mean, edited videos with your friends. It's a nice.
You can add a location, powered by Foursquare,
uh-huh.
whose servers are back up.
Share it on Twitter.
Share it on Vine, Twitter, and Facebook if you want.
Even though it's owned by Twitter, they don't automatically have that check.
It's a new service.
It is a new service.
Huh.
Yeah, and so when I posted,
how long have you been using it?
Today. Yes.
It's like Snapchat, but the thing about Snapchat is it goes away. This never goes away.
Yes.
It's just short.
And Snapchat is more for person to person. It's like a text message where it's not a mass. It's like where text message is a text message, and Twitter is Twitter, where
right.
it's a mass share. Vine is a mass share.
Hmm.
And it is like Instagram in that it has its own app. And that you kind of live within that app and you can go through.
I'm so sick of social networks. I got too many social networks. It's just another one.
And this is an interesting
I mean,
play.
I like it. It's all video.
Because, well, this is, to me, a social app. It's not a network.
Right.
This isn't... your audio, I don't think, is plugged in.
So this isn't muting it.
Right.
It's just okay. So it's going to play this over and over again.
Exactly. In a 6 second.
So we don't.
Loop
there's really no
eternity.
Hurry.
I don't get it, Chad. Huh?
I must have missed part of it.
Oh.
It's not looping.
Weird.
I broke it.
You did break it. Yeah. So scroll down to another one, and then scroll back up, maybe.
Hey, Chad. What are you doing? I don't get it, Chad. Huh?
Okay, the editing
hey, Chad, what are you doing?
It takes some practice.
I don't get it, Chad.
Huh. You gave me a frame.
Hey, Chad, what are you doing?
I thought...
So I must have taken my finger off.
Right, right. But anyway, that's Vine. That's the new Vine.
Well, there you go.
Do you think it's a yay or a nay? Or a meh?
You know what? If there were no Twitter, Facebook, Path, Life Craze... I mean, Plurk. I'm on too many already.
Yeah.
But if this had come out first, maybe it would be, I mean, huge. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing video.
Cool. Well,
Vine some a little bit more.
You'll Vine a little bit more.
I'll do a little more vining.
I mean, to me, it's if I want to share a video, I'd go to Vine to do it because it's so fast and simple.
Yeah, and I like 6 seconds. And I like the fact that it edits.
It edits it.
In
so
camera.
You can get a few cuts and you can think about it creatively.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I don't really want to live in another. So I don't want to add extra friends to another app.
There's so many.
But to me, it's a social app. It's not really a network.
Yeah, yeah.
So, a few dot tips. I have one for you.
Can I do one more news story before
Absolutely.
You move on?
Go ahead.
Sarah has been talking about an app in my ear. She's not here. And I don't want to steal her thunder, so we're not going to steal her thunder, but it's called Mailbox. I haven't used it yet. She's raving about it as the new way to do mail.
Ooh.
And it's kind of, I think we showed it a little bit on the show
like
a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The idea of it, and she's in beta, so it will be out soon, I understand, is that it's kind of a getting things done way to get to Inbox Zero. Interesting news story came out just a couple of days ago. Somebody did a little research, looked at the names on the list of the developers, dug a little bit deeper. One of it is a college kid named Q. Turns out, Eddie Q's son.
What?
Now, you may remember Eddie Q. He's the guy in charge of iOS at Apple.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe this mailbox might just be a new feature on the next iOS. Just a thought. Just a thought.
But why would they do it in beta that way?
No, I bet you what it is they're making it. They're going to make a great app. It's going to do well. And if it really does well, maybe down the road, Apple might buy it. But I just find that intriguing that it's Eddie Q's son who's behind this product.
How old is he?
He's a college kid.
Wow. Wow.
That's great. It's a great story.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is really good. Okay.
Now, duh tipping time.
So, when using my iPad, I use the Spotlight feature a lot. If you don't know what the Spotlight feature is when you're on the first page of your iPad, if you swipe to the right, you get this Spotlight. I kept getting... I don't really use Spotlight to look for contacts because this is my iPad and I look for contacts on
right.
my phone.
Right.
I wanted to get rid of the contacts showing up in Spotlight. Really, I only wanted apps. But now if I search for something, let's search for something that would show up in contacts. Let's look for John. And I actually don't get John. I get my notes. Oops.
How'd you get the contacts out of there?
So here's what you do. You go
you
into
clever
settings.
Fellow.
You go into general. And then under Spotlight Search, if you click that, you can uncheck the ones you don't want to appear in your Spotlight. And so, you know what? I was looking earlier. It looked like there were events that were showing up and calendars. I'm not seeing calendars. But I don't want events to show up anymore because that was also cluttering up my Spotlight. So now if I go back and search for John, I only get Search the Web or apparently I have John written down in a notepad app.
Oh, so it found it in the notes, which is actually
exactly.
good.
Exactly. So yeah. I feel like because I know how I use my iPad, I can tailor my Spotlight search to me. And that is the duh tip that I have for you. We have a second one, actually.
Good.
This is an email. This comes from Tess. Tess says, I have a duh tip that I'm almost too embarrassed to mention.
That's what makes it a duh tip.
Exactly.
If it's like anybody knows this, but most of the time they don't.
Exactly. I'm hard of hearing, and my left ear is significantly worse than my right ear.
That's because you kept the window open when you were driving. Mm.
Or you were a DJ. as a result, I have trouble listening to music on my iPad. For example, there's a song, and I'm going to kind of edit this in line. There's a song that has multiple people singing at multiple times, so she would only hear one of the artists as the other ones were going on in the other ear. She says, I spent an embarrassing number of hours looking for online earbuds that would let me adjust the volume to just the left or the right sides independently. Looking in the iOS sound settings and music settings, no luck.
No luck.
Then one day, I was looking for something else in the settings menus and stumbled across balance adjustment. Duh, problem solved. So here's what you're going to do.
That isn't a duh tip. I mean, you're used to that on your stereo. You could change the left-right balance.
And
but who knew that you could do that on the iPad?
You would think that it would be in sounds, that you could change.
Look at that.
Nope, nothing
change the
here.
Balance. No.
What you have to do is go into general.
Okay.
Go down to accessibility. And it's not even an extra menu. It's just right there. You can turn on either mono sound or you can decide which direction, how far left to right you want the slider to be. And I'm going to keep mine right there in the middle. So that is a duh tip from Tess.
As the Mo 85 says, wow, you really can do anything on an iPad.
Anything. Anything you have ever wanted. It's like ZomboCom.
ZomboCom!
So, I want to say thank you to viewers like you for sending in your mail. Please
keep
on sending it in. So, we have a few email things that came in. And
wow, this is a jam-packed show.
This is a jam-packed show.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on Google in the beginning.
You and Sarah going back and forth.
Well, us. I mean, there's so much to cover in Google.
Awesome.
So, these are all risk alternatives.
Yes, because I asked, and this was a couple of shows ago, maybe even last show. When I was in college, I played a game called Risk. Did you ever play that board game, Risk?
Yeah. I started to play Risk Legacy. Have you seen this?
Risk Legacy? I don't know.
$50, and it is permanent. Here's.
Oh, so it's an ongoing battle.
You open up the lid, and there are little sealed envelopes that say, you can't open this envelope until such and such happens.
Oh, this is clever.
And the other thing is, the first time you start the game, you get this card, and it's like, well, your faction can choose between these two things.
Yeah.
It's a sticker. Take the sticker off, stick it
That's
on your...
permanent. You can't
change
it.
And then you rip off the other sticker, never to be used
wow.
again. Wow. Yeah, so I started that game. Haven't
And it's not
it.
Digital. That's a board
yeah, that's
game.
That's a board game. It's Risk.
Wow.
Risk
I love, anyway, I loved Risk when I was in college. And I thought, this is kind of a natural for touch, because you're trying to control the world by slowly battling country by country, taking over continents and eventually the whole world. And it's a long game. You usually play with three or four other college students who are avoiding doing any of work like you are. And it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I played the Electronic Arts, or maybe it was Hasbro, anyway, the official Risk, and was underwhelmed.
So Andrew wrote in and says, I've been playing Lux Deluxe 2 for the iPad.
A lot of people like Lux Deluxe 2.
So I had some problems with it. So I have it here, and you have it over there.
I do.
Go ahead and open it up.
Okay. Should I play against you?
You.
It's kind of ugly.
You can try. I haven't figured out how to do it with between multiple people.
Okay.
So it's just going. So here, come back over to mine. You get this little thing, and it seems it's like blue is going to be a human player. That makes sense to me.
Right.
Game options, there's not really anything else in here.
Right.
Let's go ahead and play now. And what happens? It just starts playing by itself. I don't understand. I thought I was the blue player, and I wanted to play blue. I can hit
Maybe it's just too hard for us.
I don't understand how you can even play this game. It seems to be okay, let's go back to main menu.
It's supposed to be turn-based, but when's my turn?
It's like, listen, this is me, the human player. Let's do it. Let's play this game.
Wow, finally it's my turn. Okay, tap or hold a country you own to place armies.
Oh, so it does a randomization of
apparently all those other people were taking their turns.
You don't get to choose your country in the beginning?
No,
like normal Risk?
No, let's go. No, the way we do it in Risk was random, just like this.
Really? Okay. I thought you chose, when we played, you chose a country to start in.
Oh, yeah, I think maybe you said, yeah. I think, anyway.
So this is Lux Deluxe. So the other problems I had with it, maybe this is how you start the game. But the other problems I had with it is, I can't, this looks like the whole game board. The other thing is I couldn't figure out how to get multiplayer to happen. So
that's what I'd like to do. And I did select two human players, but nothing
right.
didn't seem to give me a chance.
Right. So Phil and Kay.
So
both,
I'm blue. Let's try this.
Both sent in another suggestion. And this one is way better.
Better.
This
All
is called Dominion HD.
I like the name.
And this is made
oh,
by
Chillingo,
which
great.
Is a great company.
They do good games. I do like their stuff.
Absolutely. And it has a tutorial mission. You can play with people online. There are normal settings where you can check the speed. The tutorial is what I started out because I wanted to make sure that I actually was doing things right. It was stepping me through, look, up here, you're the red player. Whenever it's someone's turn, this person is going to change. Here's your menus. You can pause during the game. Let's go ahead and resume. It just seemed like a way better Risk alternative than what people were saying with Lux DLX 2.
All right, and it looks better.
It looks way better. There's audio.
So what's the name of that? It's Dominion by Chillingo.
HD by Chillingo. So Lux Deluxe HD or 2 was $4.99. This is also $4.99.
All right.
So I would suggest it a lot more than Lux Deluxe.
I will show you one that was suggested by a chat room. That is $9.99.
Wow.
But looks really good. It's called The Battle of the Bulge.
Ooh.
Now, this was a very famous World War II battle, and it's kind of historic.
Wow, that looks great.
Doesn't this look good? Yeah. So you control military units. You have a game map that represents the Ardennes, which was the battlefield forest that the Battle of the Bulge actually took place in. Like all the others we've shown, this is a turn-based game. Mm-hmm. As opposed to a real-time game. You know, my favorite is Age of Empires, which is a real-time game.
Yeah.
And I would... If they would make an Age of Empires iPad, I would spend $30 on it. Just a word to Microsoft.
I tend to like the step.
You like turn-based, like Civ? There's different groups. There's the Civ types who want, I do all my stuff, then you do all your stuff.
The reason I like it is because I don't have to. I can easily stop paying attention if someone comes in to, or if I'm at the gym.
It's waiting for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so here we go. A computer opponent, face to face, online. This I have to say, this does look really, really good. And you can choose Allied or Axis. If you're Allied, you can choose an opponent personality. Same thing with Axis. These are actual generals. You want to be Monty, you could be Montgomery. And then we can play the game. I think this looks pretty good. Now, I just downloaded it because it was just recommended by the chat room. But I will absolutely take a look at this.
Wow, that looks good.
So now I've got another challenge.
That looks good.
So there's a few interesting choices for turn-based. Now the next challenge, Age of Empires. I want a real-time strategy game.
Yeah,
anybody got a recommendation for
that? So please send in your suggestions to iPadToday@twit.tv. You can also leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. That's 707. I don't know the numbers. So just IPAD.
I don't either. I don't either. So you're on your own, young Chad.
And for extra points, send in a video mail. If you can, upload that to a service like YouTube or Vimeo so that we don't have to download any attachments. Just send us a link. And you are good to go.
I am going to mention Slingbox.
Yeah?
And then you will don a hat.
I will. This is my first app cap.
You don't really need a hat. I want to point out, you're kind of wearing one.
Yeah.
You got the roots done.
I did.
Good.
I did.
Looks very nice.
Last night.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. That's actually Chad's actual
this
color.
This is my real hair. It's not a wig.
People don't know. Chad is actually Wendy's evil brother.
Exactly. I get every time you buy a Wendy's sandwich, I get 10 cents. It's royalties for being the brother of I raised her.
You
taught her how to make a milkshake.
You put in the time. It was you who came up with the idea that hamburgers should be square,
exactly.
Not round.
Everyone has a round hamburger.
Why not be square?
Exactly.
But first, a word from Slingbox.
Where's the beef?
You know where I'm going next week?
Where?
The Super Bowl.
I did know that.
And you know what I want to do? And I don't know. I hope they'll let me bring into the Superdome my iPad because I got the Slingbox at home. And I'm going to have the game on the TV.
Watch the replay.
And I'm going to be in the stadium. I'm going to be watching on my iPad. And I'll be watching because I don't want to miss the commercials.
You might.
I don't want to miss the replays.
Yeah.
Slingbox is awesome. If you've got to go to a wedding a week from Sunday... If your wife is going to drag you to the mall.
A commencement speech.
If you've got,
a graduation.
Maybe you're in the United States Senate and you got a big vote. You don't want to miss the big game. You need the Slingbox. So here's the deal. The new Slingbox 500, by the way, beautiful HD. It's got Wi-Fi.
Piece of art.
It is. Look at that. Like Frank Gehry designed it. It's got Wi-Fi and Ethernet built in. The idea is you get this thing, you connect it to your home theater system, your DirecTV or your satellite or your cable box, whatever TV you've got, but also your DVD player, your DVR, everything. It's got inputs for all of that. And then you connect it to the Ethernet, either Wi-Fi or Ethernet. And then your home television system is on the internet, password protected. Only you can use it. You can watch it in high def and on a variety of devices. They've got apps for everything, including the iPad, iPhone, Android devices. It is just a great way to take your home theater with you. You've already paid. By the way, somebody's saying I'll get mustard on the iPad. Dude, I've gotten mustard on my iPad so many times at the ball game. It wipes right off.
It's just glass.
Or if you don't have a rag handy, you can lick it off.
Mm-hmm. Tastes just the same.
Tastes exactly the same. Slingbox.com/twit. You're going to find out more about the single best invention in the history of mankind for people who, like me, don't want to miss anything on your TV set. You can even control the HDR, set recordings, playback recordings. Slingbox.com/twit. Run, do not walk, to the store and get yours. Time now, ladies and gentlemen. I want a yodel out of you, young Chad.
Yodel-y. I have a question. Have you ever used your iPad as a food serving tray? Have you ever done that?
Absolutely.
I need
salami,
throw something and let's bring
There's
it over.
Nothing like glass to bring out the
it's
full
perfect.
Flavor of food.
Perfect. That Gorilla Glass is keeping it strong. Okay, who wants to go first on these app caps?
No, you always go first.
Oh, do I?
Sarah goes first. Okay, and you're perfect. Sitting in Sarah's seat. I think you are the proxy.
I like this hat,
for
by the
Sarah
way.
Lane.
This is, I was so jealous.
That's
when you guys
real.
Got these.
Remember the guys from Austria brought those? That's a real.
If you've ever been to a hat shop, you just know how much this hat is.
Oh,
worth.
Yeah. That's a I real mean, hat. That's no fake
really
hat like this.
Nice hat. Yeah, that hat.
This
you've been into a hat.
Hat
shop, you know how much that
I got.
Is.
I think, Liz, did you get this in Nolens? Because I'm thinking I could wear this to Nolens anywhere in the Garden District or the Bourbon Street, and I just fit right in.
How do you put the
any way you want?
Okay, that's good.
You take you put them from the bottom
you
up.
You do any way. Yes, you step through. So, I feel like I need to cover Minecraft Pocket Edition for my AppCap. If there's anyone who's going to talk about Minecraft, it's going to be me. I do my own show on it. So let's bring up Minecraft Pocket Edition. A few things to bring up before I show it off.
You are, by the way, we got to mention, the host of the best show on the Twit Network.
Aww.
OMG Craft. It is just fantastic.
Thank
Every
you.
Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern time. And it's like anything you want to know about Minecraft. You are the
yes.
king of Minecraft.
Yes.
And so naturally,
we will make you a professional in Minecraft.
And this actually is a question I've been wanting to ask. What's a good Minecraft app for the iPad? This is the official from Mojang?
This is the official from Mojang. And there is a lot of things that look like Minecraft apps.
It was very disturbing. You buy them and it's just a character
yeah.
app.
Oh, this is Blockhead.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. This is Mooncraft.
Right.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, Minecraft Pocket Edition is what you're going to look for. It's $6.99 in the App Store. A few caveats. This is not the same game as
no,
your
it's very
PC
limited,
edition.
Isn't it?
So let's
yeah.
go ahead and launch it. You get the beautiful Mojang screen. You have a few options. If there is a person on your network that has a game or you are hosting a game, they would click Join Game, and it looks for games on your Wi-Fi network. No one's doing that right now. You also have some options. I turned on fancy graphics, so if there's a few stutters, it's because I turn on fancy graphics. You can also lower the graphics quality, change your systems like that. Let's get into a game. You can either create a new world, and you have a few different options. Creative is the mode where you have unlimited blocks and you can just make whatever the heck you want. Survival is where you actually can die and you create things to make a house and stay safe and move deeper into the world. The world that I created is a survival world. I named it Chadland.
Good name.
Here we go. So
far this actually looks a lot like real Minecraft.
It does. And
can you get on a server with this?
You can get on other friends' games who are also playing
but
Minecraft.
But not a Minecraft server.
Yes. You can't.
So that means stuff you make will not be saved.
No, it will be saved.
But only
locally. But you can't play. No, you can't grab another iPad and hope to keep
so
playing.
So that's important to remember.
Yes.
Because if you put a lot of time into, let's say, a giant Minecraft calculator.
Home. Yes.
You don't want to you can't save it. It's only going to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So this is the game. You swipe around on the left side.
Looks just like Minecraft, though.
Can I
dig?
Yeah, you can dig. So this is the little house I've created. I found a few things.
Wow, you put some energy into this.
I have a chest with a few items
and
in here.
And I'm sure there are no mods for this either.
There are no mods. There are no texture packs.
Oh, you're just stuck with what you got.
You are stuck what you got.
It's like the OG Minecraft I used to play.
Absolutely.
Back in the 50s.
Absolutely. And you can even see. Whoa, hello. Let's fight a.
Oh, it's a monster.
Right, so it's nighttime, so monsters are spawning because monsters spawn in the darkness.
Yeah, yeah.
Over here is where I started my. Looks like
I think this would be a good introduction to Minecraft to somebody who's not played the game, right?
Yes, for someone
Easy.
Who's either not played the game or doesn't care at all about graphics or quality of game.
Yeah, because it does look kind of blocky and 8-bit.
Well. It's just...
what do you mean, doesn't care about graphics? Minecraft looks like that!
There are some, like, see these...
The textures could be better.
The textures could be better. Okay. This lighting is the non-smooth lighting in the
right,
game.
Right, I get it.
You get very few particles out of here.
Okay.
So anyway, right now I'm making some...
But the fundamentals of the game are the same.
Even that.
No?
Because a big part of Minecraft is crafting. And either I can go into my inventory and hit craft, and I don't actually get a crafting recipe. I can just see what I can craft.
Just the basics.
Or I get this. So normally you'll get a 9x9 or a 3x3, which
right.
makes a 9 square thing. And you put things in recipes to create to create items in the game. You don't get that. So I've clicked this crafting table.
Well, again, this is a simplified version. So if you're new to it, this might be a little... No?
I'm worried because...
You're going to learn the wrong thing.
Well, this also just doesn't make sense. Like, I open up my inventory and I hit craft, and there's all these things that I can't
craft.
That
I don't want. I don't have the stuff to make snow.
Exactly. And it's like, well, like, if you go over here, it's like, I want a shovel. I don't understand why I can't get a shovel.
Right.
You have to know that you have to put this crafting table down and then click the crafting table, and then... Whoa. Hello.
He got you. You better get that guy.
There's a spider and who walked into my house. Get out of here. That's why I need a roof real bad. Yeah. So we can... So let's just demonstrate...
You might want to craft that roof before you do the hammer there.
And then also, you can't click and drag something down. Anytime you click something, it goes into the first spot of your inventory, which is a little annoying to me. So we can...
This will be disappointing for anybody who's played the real Minecraft.
Exactly. Exactly. But if... If you have, say, a five-year-old who doesn't care that they're not going to get the full experience,
well, you know, it's funny. Lisa's son, who's 10, who loves Minecraft, is also not satisfied with the iPad version. He wants to play the real thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just confusing because it just makes sense that if I'm going to make a pick, I put a stick in some wood, and it makes a pick.
Right.
But if I'm in here... And it does give you a few context clues that, like, I want to make this stone pickaxe. Well, I need three stone and two sticks.
Well, it tells you that.
Which means that I need to go, but now I need to go, like, I need to know that one sticks is over here and then I don't have any sticks, so I can make some sticks.
So you kind of recursively go back through the...
It's like, it makes it a game of menus, and I just really dislike it.
Yeah.
But... also, if you don't like playing the survival stuff, you can go in and play creative, and you can just build to your heart's content. Another. Let's see how quickly we can do this. It does an auto jump for you, so I don't have to try to jump.
Oh, I like that, because
which is nice.
Jumping is too hard.
Yeah.
Especially when you get to be my age.
Well,
it's
when you have these silly on-screen controls.
That's always been my problem, and you hear me talk about this with Sarah all the time. Is I just don't like games that try to, you know. Duplicate a controller within touch. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to do. You can't do it.
The other limitation that I want to point out is that in normal Minecraft, it's just a gigantic SQL database, and it'll just continue to build. Here, you will actually
hit the edge.
The edge of the world.
Wow.
And this is as big of a game as you will ever get. You won't get a larger area to play and create in.
Having said all of that, it's pocket Minecraft.
Having explained all that, I'm playing Minecraft
on
an iPad.
You're playing Minecraft on an iPad.
Exactly.
It's the closest thing to real Minecraft you're going to get.
Exactly. It is by far, all the other ones are limited. They don't make any sense. So
I
definitely get a Minecraft Pocket Edition but I do want to say that it's not Minecraft. Enjoy your Minecraft Pocket Edition on your iPad.
Thank you, Hansel. It's good. It's a good look. I think you should...
It actually really works. It tones down the hair.
The hair is still
so
visible
much.
As a fringe
exactly.
with the hat. I like it a lot. Yeah.
I should wear hats more often.
Yeah. Actually, with Go to My PC, somebody just pointed out, it's true, you could put Minecraft on your desktop and then go to My PC to your desktop and play it.
Wow.
It'd be just fine. So, are you ready? Another social network.
Yay! Just the thing you love.
Yeah. Now, this one's been out for a little while. Not very long, a month maybe. They just updated their iPhone app and just released an Android app. It is not an iPad app, but I want to point this out because, as you know, I'm always trying to get motivated to work out more and stay in shape and to improve my life. This is a Twitter for people who want to, like, make goals and get support for the goals they've made. It's called Life Craze with a K, LifeKraze. It's free. And as you see, it's a very much of a social network. I'll go to my home. These are people who are saying things that they did, like she's getting in shape before summer gets here. I can give her a high five on that. But I also, isn't that cool?
I like that.
So you get high fives, right?
I like it.
But I can also comment, and I can even give her points. Every day you get 300 points that you can hand out to other people. That's right. Got a jawbone up. Looking forward to using the track. Good job there. Went 4-2 in pickup today with all players under 6 feet. Scrappy Spencer Zacharias. Finally got a 20-mile weekend. So mostly it is people who are exercising, but it could be anything that you have a goal. I got through homework with son not going well, but, helped me out. Ate some fat-free geek yogurt. Oh, I'm sorry, Greek yogurt. I wish there were geek yogurt for breakfast. Going for a walk. So I'm going to let me do one here. What do you say? This is me. And I'm going to say, I just, you know, I had no carb breakfast. Whoops, no car is wrong. No carb breakfast.
So like, this reminds
steak
me
and eggs
of like Foodly.
Yay! But it doesn't have to be food.
Food Spotter. But in the fact that it was a single use app where you only posted pictures of your food.
I think this is really designed to be your social network if you really need to get motivated and you want to get stuff done. Every post is either an accomplishment or a thought, so you can tweet.
Oh, good.
This will also post over to Twitter or Facebook if you want, so you have that capability. You can put in pictures and links. So I'm going to post this now, and then people will give me high fives and stuff. You can see if you go to your activity feed, people high-fiving you, rewarding you with points and so forth. And then this is kind of neat. You do get some rewards. So they have I haven't redeemed any rewards. Let's see what rewards are available. I think this is how LifeCraze plans to monetize. They have challenges, and there's lots of organizations on here. And they also have deals. So you can get $4 off a ball or 60% off a water bottle, things like that, watches, hiking programs, that tea, that kind of thing. So I think it's kind of an interesting idea for a social network. I really like the idea. They've done a really great job. Again, unfortunately, no iPad app. This is really designed for mobile devices. It's like Twitter, yeah. the program you just showed. Was it Vice?
Vine.
Vice is another
Vice.
Great
Vice
program I highly recommend.
Yeah, a different social network.
So you can see rookies, people who are new to it. You can see the people you're following. You can see everyone, and it's small enough now. It's one of these networks that's just starting up, so it's small enough now that you can still follow everyone on here.
You can get
and
that
not
username
be overwhelmed.
You really want.
Yep. I have to say this is a great motivation to get the high fives, to get the points. It's really cool. You can even see your stats in here, and it has badges and other gamifications, so you can see how you're doing. Day by day. LifeCraze, KRAZE. It's absolutely free. They have a website, too, and Android apps as well as an iPhone app. And that's kind of fun.
Yeah. That's the show.
Concludes this episode. Sarah Lane, we love you, darling. Feel better. I'm sure she'll be back next week. I won't.
Oh, you won't be here next
No,
week.
Although we were talking, if Sarah's up for it, we will pre-tape early in the week.
Yeah.
So we'll do an iPad today.
Actually, I think we have it on the schedule next Tuesday.
But I'm just saying, Sarah, if you're relaxed, if you're staying home, you're still a little dizzy, stay in bed. Don't push it. When you get knocked in the head, you don't want to mess with it. Because you could end up looking like this.
Right. We'd rather have a great Sarah Lane than a
crazy Sarah Lane.
Right.
Yes.
Or a broken Sarah Lane.
Thank you, Chad Johnson, for filling in for Sarah Lane. Chad's the greatest. Normally, he is TDing and producing this show back in the cockpit there. We got John Slanina filling in for you, so it was a cascade all the way down.
Yeah.
Chad also, as I mentioned, hosts OMG Craft every Thursday, 7 p.m., and we're in negotiations.
We are. We need to talk.
To bring it into the fold, because Chad does this show here, but he publishes it on his own OMG Craft site.
Right.
And we got to work that out.
Yeah. Oh, we just needed to shake hands and make it happen.
Whatever it is, I just agreed to it. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you next Thursday. We do this show every Thursday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's 2100 UTC on twit.tv, or download it from iTunes and everywhere great podcasts are. Just visit our website, twit.tv/IP2D. IP to the D.
Let's end it, Leo.